All right, our next guest provides us with fantasy football knowledge every week. Interesting week. Interesting Twitter questions. Interesting Eagle perspective this week. It's Eric Carabel on ESPN.com, brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Mr. Carabel, how are we doing today?
All is well, Mike. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, now I got some questions for myself. First of all, let's cover this Eagles game. Golden Tate. Are you willing to go out on a limb with Tate?
Golden Tate's always been treated for the last 5 or 6 years as a top 20 wide receiver in fantasy. I don't see why anything would change now. Clear slot guy, gets open, good for a team that can't protect its own quarterback, I would think. This does not hurt Alshon Jeffrey at all. This is basically a guy to catch short passes, doesn't score a lot of touchdowns, but he and Jeffrey are both top 20 wide receivers for me this week and for the rest of the season.
Okay, so I guess that means Carson Wentz is the top 10 QB for you, right?
Yeah, and he generally is. I mean, it would have to be a tough matchup for Wentz not to be a top 10 quarterback. You know, Dallas doesn't give up a lot of stuff. I mean, it's interesting about the Cowboys offensively.
Except with Sean Lee's not in the game.
It helps, and that's going to help, obviously, these wide receivers who are not getting downfield. I don't expect a lot of deep passes against Dallas' secondary, but I do think Wentz still gets up to 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Feels like a 24-10 win to me.
All right. Sounds good. Now, I have a couple questions. Let me just rattle off some quarterbacks. A couple things caught my eye. Aaron Rodgers coming off a loss. You like him?
Always.
All right. Miami, so he's got to be a top three for you this week, right?
He's my number four quarterback of the week.
All right. Cam at Pittsburgh. What do you think of that?
I think Cam puts up big numbers every week because he can run the ball. He doesn't have to throw for 250. Cam's a better option this week than Roethlisberger.
All right. Now, Rivers at Oakland.
Everybody against the Raiders, honestly. You want to load up there. They're going to run the ball more than they'll throw, so Rivers should get his 2 touchdowns and maybe 250, but he's not going to have a monster day because he doesn't need to.
All right. Who's your number one running back or quarterback this week?
Mahomes is always the number one quarterback. Obviously, he's matchup-proof. Nothing special about Arizona. We all have Mahomes number one there. And we all have Gurley number one at running back. Seattle, a good team, a good defense, but Gurley is special, gets a ton of volume. Gurley and Hunt and Kamara every week are basically the top three running backs.
All right, let's go with fantasy. Let's start off with our producer at NBC Sports Philadelphia, Booney, Dan Roach, has a question this week. Flex PPR league, he wants Judge Ito against the Browns, Ito Smith. Jalen Richard versus the Chargers, Taylor Gabriel versus the Lions. Which one should he go with?
I think it's Ito. Atlanta's an elite offense. They should be able to put up plenty of points against Cleveland. I'm not expecting Ito to run for 75 yards, but he gets into the end zone. That's enough for me.
Judge Ito. All right, let's go with this one here. Hold on 1 second. I lost my Twitter. David, Wentz or Big Ben?
Wentz.
Wentz. All right, you got Wentz now. How about this? Matt Ryan or Phillip Rivers?
Ryan. Ryan's putting up MVP numbers just like 2 years ago. Team around him isn't any good, but Matt Ryan has become a top five quarterback, a better option than Wentz this week and the rest of the season.
All right, my man Nick Mayo on Twitter has running back problems, so he wants to know whether he should start Chris Carson or Wendell Smallwood.
No, it's Carson. I the problem with the Eagles, you know, I mean, obviously they can't run the ball effectively, and they have three guys to run the ball. So you really can't rely on any one Eagles running back. Carson should play this Sunday, should get plenty of volume with Mike Davis. I'm not trusting any of the Eagles running backs individually.
All right, Chris on Twitter. Do I start Fournette this week, or is the risk not worth the reward?
No, I think the reward is great. I'm not expecting 20 carries out of Fournette, but he is going to play this week. He's clearly the top guy on the depth chart. Shouldn't catch passes, but 15 carries, 75 yards, and maybe he gets in the end zone. That's a top 20 running back for sure.
All right, William McDevitt on Twitter. Would you consider dropping Robert Woods for Dez?
No, that's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. First of all, we've watched Dez the past couple of seasons. You know, I know, most people should know, never any separation. This was not Prescott's fault. I understand Drew Brees is special, but no, Dez Bryant is not a top 20 wide receiver for me. He'll get a few touchdowns, but he won't get a lot of volume or targets. All three of those Rams wide receivers, all three are top 20 wide receivers, well ahead of Dez.
All right, let's go to email. Dan, PPR league wide receiver Randall Cobb, Devin Funchess, or Corey Davis. Who do you like?
It's not going to be Corey Davis. His only touchdown of the season came in overtime against us. I think it's Funchess still.
Okay.
Pittsburgh can be thrown on. I would go with Funchess.
All right, running back, Shady, Tariq Cohen, Chris Carson, or Derrick Henry?
It's not Shady anymore. The mess around him, I cannot even go near him. I would say it's Tariq Cohen in a PPR. If it's not, it's Chris Carson. Cohen still catches passes. They should be able to do what they want against Detroit on Sunday.
All right. Chris Bosch. I guess that's the guy who used to play for the Miami Heat.
Probably not him.
All right, Golden Tate, Nick Chubb, and Marlon Mack, pick two in a PPR league.
They're both with the running backs. I mean, Mack does catch some passes. He's played really well of late, and Nick Chubb is getting so much volume. Among the leaders outside the top five running backs is Nick Chubb. So I love Golden Tate, but I would play these two running backs over him.
All right, R.J. Thomas, that's the guy that did Hooked on a Feeling. Oh, no, that's B.J. Thomas. Non-PPR league, T.Y. Hilton home against Jacksonville or Josh Gordon at Tennessee?
It's Josh Gordon. I mean, the two tough defenses. They both have tough matchups here. But T.Y. Hilton, very inconsistent this year, and Josh Gordon has become the top wide receiver for that Tom Brady guy, especially with his tight end not being able to play.
All right, let's go to the phones. Rod, you're on with Eric Carabell. What do you got?
Hey, Eric, thanks a lot. In a half PPR league, I've got Allen, Woods, Landry, Ridley. I can only start three. Who do I sit?
Who was the first one you said?
Keenan Allen.
Oh, Keenan Allen. Okay, I had trouble with that one. Ridley be the odd guy out. I mean, the other guys are all, to me, definite top 20 receivers. With Ridley, he's not getting a ton of volume. So you're hoping for a touchdown, and you can never predict that. So the other three get a lot more receptions in any term of PPR. I go with them.
All righty. Let's go. I seem to pick the wrong two every week, Michael Lopez says, so he wants you to pick two for him. Tyreek Hill, Tyler Boyd, Brandon Cooks, Kenny Galladay.
Wow. Good options all. I mean, I can't sit Tyreek Hill ever. I mean, obviously, this is not a bad matchup for him. And Tyler Boyd, to me, is a great matchup this week because there's no A.J. Green. So he's going to get as much volume as he wants. So, to me, those are the obvious guys among these four.
All right. He also says, give me a defense I can pick up and spot start. My D is on a bye.
Defense you can pick up. I mean, the Colts against the Jags, that should be good for a couple of turnovers there. The Bills against the Jets. I mean, few own the Bills. Bills or the Jets. Pick up both of them, frankly. Jets first, Bills second. There's actually a lot of good defenses you can pick up this week on waivers.
All right. To pick two for flexes, you want to know Cohen, Kupp, Edelman, Cooks.
You know, you could go with both Rams wide receivers there. I mean, Tariq Cohen would be ahead of both of the Rams wide receivers, and then you'd have to choose between the Rams wide receivers, which I don't like. So, in this case, just take both Rams wide receivers. You should get the same numbers either way.
All right. Let's go with one more here, and I will let you go. Let's see. I want to here we go. Duke Johnson or Marlon Mack this week? Is this from you, Ty? This is Tyrone. Wants to know.
Duke had a career game last week, and maybe he'll do it again. Maybe Cleveland's new management will throw him the ball a lot. But we know Marlon Mack, even in a tough matchup, should get enough volume, should catch as many passes as Duke. You're guessing end zones here. I would still go with Marlon Mack over Duke Johnson.
All right, this is the last one because it's a good one. Matt Ryan, Mike English says, Matt Ryan over Brady or Rodgers?
Ryan versus Rodgers is pretty tough. I mean, I this week I have Rodgers one spot ahead. Brady's not in that discussion. Not a top 10 quarterback this season without Gronkowski. So, to me, it's Rodgers at number four, Ryan at number five.
All right. That sounds good. That's the quickest 10 minutes in fantasy football sports radio history. That's great stuff from Eric Carabell, man. We appreciate it, brother.
Go Eagles.
You got them winning easy.
Not easy, but, yeah, they should win.
Covered a number. Cover it?
They're covering the number.
All right, you got it. Thanks, buddy.